Hey guys, welcome to WT Podcast. I'm your host, Megan.
And I'm Sarah Ann, and we are
the Ownby Twins. So today we are going to talk about a really funny thing. But first, we want to talk about more of our beach trip.
Yeah, we've got a few funny stories that we want to talk to you guys about.
We just felt like we didn't get to share even all the things, really the funny stuff.
Yeah, the funny stuff. Trip. Because what's a trip if you don't have, like, something kind of insane happen?
Yeah, what's a trip if you don't almost die on it?
Yeah. Not a trip. Not a good trip, really.
Yeah. So,
why don't you talk about...
getting to the airport.
Yeah, okay.
So,
actually, can we talk about how... I don't think I've ever flown anywhere where I wasn't...
3 hours early?
No, I feel like I'm always rushing to the airport.
Well, that is not my experience.
So I feel like it's always my experience.
Because Sarah Ann bought our tickets, and I paid her back. And so I didn't really know, like, what time is our flight leaving? I don't really know, because I don't have...
I told you what time.
Sarah, yeah, like, maybe, like, months ago. Like, it was, like, 5:20. Like, I don't know what time we're boarding. Like, I don't know all of that. So all this to say, the planning wasn't great on both of our ends. I'm not blaming on you.
I'm just saying the flight was when it was. I don't know what...
Well,
we knew you had a flight coming up, so I'm not really sure.
We left later than we should have, okay? And beforehand, I had booked us parking at the airport. I went to the Knoxville Airport website, and, well, I typed in...
Are you sure it was a website? I don't think it was a website.
I typed in Knoxville Airport parking. What other... Clicked on multiple links, but this one was like outdoor parking, and it was the first option. There was two options for outdoor parking, because I was like, you know what, we're not gonna be gone for very long, we can just be it uncovered, we don't have to be in that covered, whatever, it'll be cheaper. And so the first one that popped up, it was 4.9 stars. Okay, let's do this. So booked parking there, right? So then me and Sarah, and I had done that a couple days prior. So then me and Sarah are on the way there, already kind of running late and didn't really realize.
We also passed the location.
We had to come back.
Because it was kind of confusing on even where we were going.
So we get to this location and it is a sketchy motel.
It is a literal motel.
It is... Not only is it a motel.
Not even...
It's a motel you get murdered at.
Yeah, it's not like a nice motel.
No.
It's nothing like that. It's a sketchy...
Sketchy motel.
Motel.
Where you don't even want to step inside, much less park your car there for multiple days. And just fingers crossed, everything's going to go good and it's going to stay and no one's going to vandalize it. It literally was like, is my car going to be vandalized when I get back? I don't know.
I wasn't even thinking that. I'm like, is there going to be a car there? I'm like, this is for sure getting stolen. Like, it was so sketchy.
Okay, so super sketchy motel. But at this point, guys, we are already...
We're too late to backtrack.
We were boarding at 3:20. We didn't even get to the parking location till like 3:30, 3:35. Because I remember we were still driving when it was like 3:20. And you were like, oh, we're supposed to be boarding right now. I was like, okay. Which our flight didn't...
Sure? Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. I was looking at the time. I'm sure.
But our flight didn't take off until 5.
Or whatever. It was like 4:20 or whatever. It was like 50 minutes before.
We had 50 minutes. That's right. We did have 50 minutes.
We had 50 minutes. So I'm saying it was like, if it was 4:20, maybe it was 4:20. But we were still not even to our parking location at 4:20. And we were already supposed to be boarding.
We were late. All that to say, we were very late.
We were late. So anyways, we pull up to this motel. And we don't have time to second guess this decision.
Yeah.
We've committed at this point. So Sarah Ann goes in first to talk to this dude, and she's like,
I need the confirmation, whatever. So I had to send Megan in.
So I go in there, and this guy, first of all, he hates his job, and he hates that he's there.
Which, we get it. You're at a sketchy motel.
You're at a sketchy motel, and you're working at the front desk.
Running
an
illegitimate business out of it.
Yeah, like, people are for sure selling drugs in the parking lot.
Yeah, for sure.
And so... I go in there and he's like, write your name down. And it's like this piece of paper. I'm like, this isn't even like computerized. Like, it is like a piece of paper that I had to write my name on, my number, and my like license plate. Okay. And then he writes down this like thing on this piece of paper, folds it up and gives it to me. He's like, put this in your dashboard or whatever. And he's like, park in the lower lot. So I was like, okay. So I was like, when does the shuttle get here?
Because shuttle.
On the website where I purchased this, it said the shuttle.
So the shuttle. Emphasis on shuttle.
Shuttle. And I don't know what you guys are thinking about a shuttle. We're thinking about a little bus or
like
something.
Like a little, an actual shuttle.
A shuttle.
Okay.
So So we go and park. Out. We go and park down in this lower lot, thinking if this car's not going to be here, at least in the same shape when we get back. And it's my brand new car. And so we come back over and we're standing in front of the motel where you can see the lobby. Like, we can see the lobby.
We can see the guy.
It wasn't even a lobby, really. It was like just like a front desk. But anyways, we can see the guy, right? So I'm turned around. He's behind us.
So I was like, Megan, when's the shuttle going to be here?
And I was like, well, he said like 10 or 15 minutes. So I'm, and keep in mind, at this point, we're like, it's like 30 minutes. So we're supposed to be over there, right? And so, so why don't you call? So I'm like looking at the website because I'm like, this place is so freaking sketchy. So I'm looking at the website where I booked or whatever, and it said, call the shuttle. So then I'm immediately annoyed because I'm like, this dude said 5 or 10 minutes or 10 or whatever he said. 5 or 10. Maybe he said, no, I think he said 10 or 15.
I think he said 10 to 15.
So then I'm annoyed because I'm like, oh, it says freaking call the shuttle here. We're wasting time. So I click the number, and I go to call, right? So I'm standing here and I'm like, hi, I am trying to get a shuttle. And he's like, where's your location? And Sarah Ann is looking at me and also
and
looking
like,
in the
looking
direction
at the guy,
of this dude.
And it's the guy. And he's like on the phone. And then he sees me looking at him. So he goes to a side room. He like knew it was, he was talking to us.
He was talking to us. And I'm on the phone with him calling the shuttle. And he's right there. It's him we're talking to. And so I'm like, yeah, we're here. And at this, Sarah Ann was like, it's him. And I was like, we're at the blah, blah, blah motel. And he's like, okay, we'll have somebody there. Sure. Whatever he says. Like, I'm just annoyed because I'm like, we're freaking talking to that dude.
Which
right
shuttle's
there.
Supposed to come pick us up is what I said, right?
Yeah. Okay. So then this Indian man comes out
of the motel.
And he goes to this, looks like a broken down van that's been sitting there the whole time.
It was there the entire time. We were waiting for the shuttle right next to the van. That was the shuttle.
That looked like it was broken down. It looked like a broken down van.
Oh, it was a broken down van.
It was a broken down van.
It was.
So he's like, the shuttle, I'm here. And like, he like goes to get her bags. And I'm like, me and Sarah are just like kind of looking at each other.
And we're like, okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Again, at this Got point, it. We have no other. This yeah, is, we have to commit to this. We are going to be late for our flight.
This is it.
We're already thinking we may be late for our flight.
Like, we might miss it.
So
we get
it. So Sarah Ann, well, first of all, Sarah Ann goes to open the side door like one would. And he's like, no. It like is broken.
It broke.
Well, it was already broken.
I know, but I broke it again.
Yeah, Sarah broke it again. So he's like, no. And then like she gets in the front and I get in the back. So she's in the front seat with him and I'm in the back seat, like whatever, across from her. And he like has to fix the door because Sarah broke it. So anyways, we get onto the interstate. Okay, because you have to, it's like, The motel is like here, and then here's like the whatever the airport, and it's on a highway, you know, so it's not like an easy turn right. Like we had to like wait for cars. It was one of those where like you have to like book it because there's so it's like an interstate you're just getting onto, so it's already scary, right? And this man,
well, because we were like, okay, we're running kind of like how close are we? Because we are running late.
Running
like
late.
We need to get there. And he was like, oh, okay, I'll take you down.
No, not that. He didn't say that yet. He said, okay, yeah. So then we start going and we're about to, like, this, we're going and this, like, truck is merging.
I think that was later, but continue.
No, it was not. That was before we turned around.
So this truck, I know it was before.
Okay, yeah. So this truck is merging into his lane because he has to. And he's not doing anything. He's not slowing down. He's not speeding up. He's just like, we're just watching this truck that has no control. Like, he has to merge on, get closer and closer to Sarah Ann's face.
He's
meanwhile,
now in the middle, and there's
a motorcyclist
on the other side. So then he starts to drive in the middle of the road, sandwiched between a motorcycle and an 18-wheeler. And I am literally like,
Sarah Ann's standing there watching her
dear,
death.
And I
watching her death come closer to her.
I just have my hand over my mouth. I was like,
and I'm in the back seat, honestly, too stressed out about the fact that we're going to miss our flight to worry about this situation, honestly. But I did witness. I was like, oh yeah, this is happening right now. This is happening.
Well, yeah, because it wasn't on your side. I literally was like, okay.
Honestly, we all would have been screwed.
And we
but
got around it somehow.
Thankfully,
the Lord.
God that we serve, he saved us. So then we keep going. Anyway, so he is like, there's this exit that he is like, I see him like attempting to take. He's kind of like veering towards this exit. And then like last minute, he decides not to take the exit, right? That was the exit he should have taken. Okay. So then he's like, as he keeps driving, he's like, when did you guys say you need to be there? And we were like, oh, we have to be there in like this many minutes. He's like, oh, yeah. I'm going to take you the other way. Like, I'm going to get, oh, I'll get you to this. Basically acting like he was getting us to this like secret way into the airport that was like faster.
Right. But it wasn't because he missed his exit.
He just actually missed the exit. So then he had to turn, he had to
literally backtrack.
He got off the interstate and turned us around in this sketchy like parking lot. We were like, I was just like, where are we going?
Well, in this moment, I'm like, this is it.
He's
dropping us off. Like, we're going to be taken. We're going to be taken.
Yeah,
this is it.
Yeah. This is the time where the murderer stops here. The van doors open. We get grabbed, snatched in this sketchy parking lot. This is it. But surprisingly not.
Didn't happen.
He turns, gets back on the interstate because he actually missed the exit. And he tried to, like, play it like he was getting us in the secret fast way to the airport. So then we get into the airport and he goes into the main entrance where everyone else is going into. And he's like, this is the fast way. I made sure. You guys, this is going to get you in quick. We were like, okay.
We're like, can you please just get us out of this shuttle?
Honestly, yeah, the shuttle freaking van.
It was so sketchy. It literally was so. And then we make it. Okay, we're like sitting at our gate, which
we think is our gate.
Well, I thought it was our gate, and then I get a phone call.
And we're thinking, this is a miracle. I'm sitting there just like, I can't even believe this, that we made it here. Just like the sigh of relief. And then
Sarah gets a phone call, and she's like, "Hi, is this Sarah?" You know, and I was like, "Yeah," and she's like, are you guys, like, we're boarding. Are you guys coming? And I was like, yeah, we're sitting at our gate. And she's like, no, you're not. Anyways, which was really cool, actually. At the wrong gate. Thank God. But basically, she's like, yeah, we're boarding. Like,
we were at the wrong gate.
And I was like, oh, well, we're not at that gate. Anyways, we got on our flight. We made it.
We made it by the grace of God and by the skin of our teeth.
Yes.
So that was our almost dying on the way to the beach trip.
But then also we want to talk about an experience that we had at the gym. Because, of course, me and Megan were going to go to the gym. Of course that was going to happen. We actually obnoxiously rented a second car
so that
me and Megan could go to the gym in the morning.
Because we didn't want to, like, you know, if the girls wanted to go to the beach, like, we didn't want to bother their, like, morning plans. So we were like, we're going to rent a car.
We did rent a second car. So, anyway, so we go to the gym. And, at least in St. Pete, there's not just, like, a ton of options. So we went to a Crunch Fitness, which I have not been to an open gym in literal years.
A long time. Probably the last time we were traveling and went to a Crunch Fitness.
Well, I'm just saying, like for a long period of time.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I've not been,
yeah,
you know, because I used to go.
Which I actually like Crunch Fitnesses.
I don't mind them, but I just don't love open gyms is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, who, you know, once you go private, it's hard to go back.
Yeah, once you don't have to deal with the crowds like that, it is hard to go back. But anyway, so we went to Crunch. And one of my friends recommended it. It's a big gym because he lives there.
It was also really one of the only options, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was one of the only ones. I guess there was maybe a few other ones.
It was like 30 minutes away, too, so it was quite the commitment.
But anyways, we go to the gym, and I don't know why it irritated me so bad. And I know why it irritated me.
Why?
Because I feel like it always happens.
To us,
or just probably women in general. Probably. I don't know.
Probably.
So we'll just tell you. We'll set the scene for you. So me and Megan are squatting. It's our day two lift, and we have to squat, okay? I'm not saying that me and Megan, I'm not trying to blow smoke up our butts. We're not the strong, like, I'm not saying that at all.
We're not professionals. I mean, we are professionals in
but
our
no,
industry.
No, I'm just saying we're not the strongest, but also I'm squatting 170, you're squatting 165 pounds. It's not like this is our first day in the gym, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's not like a... Yeah, like, that's a good amount of weight.
It appears like our bodies, this is not our first day in the gym. In fact, it appears like we have been to the gym for a long time.
Yeah, because we're also squatting, and then we're supersetting it with weighted pull-ups. We're literally putting weight in our legs and doing weighted pull-ups. So those are, that's our superset.
It's clearly not our first day in the gym. Oh, amazing. We're good?
Keep going, yeah.
So anyways, so me and Megan get done, okay, squatting. We're done now. By the way, full depth squats, because we full depth squat, and if you don't full depth squat, then you need to reconsider your squat.
It's your time to start.
It is your time to start. But anyways, so we're full depth squatting this weight, 4 reps, okay? And we get done. We're starting to unrack the bar before we do our weighted pull-ups. We start to unrack it. And this man comes up to us. He's probably in his 60s. I'll say his 60s.
And you know what? He looked in great shape, too.
He looks like he has been in the gym for a long time. He looks like he's been in there for a while. And yeah.
So much longer than us, probably.
In that gym, probably. Well, I mean, you never know.
I know, but he looked like a seasoned lifter, I felt like.
Well, appearance-wise. We didn't see him actually lift.
But no, true. Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyways, he just looked like whatever. He looked like wasn't his first day either. It was none of our first days.
Nobody's first day here.
So, anyway, so he comes up to us, and he was like, you know, you guys are strong as S. We don't curse, but he did. And he was like, but, you know, have you ever considered, like, looking up when you squat? Because I guess we were looking down. There was a few reasons, actually, why I was looking down. But what he was saying, because when me and Megan squat, me and Megan have long femurs, okay? So, just body mechanic-wise, if you don't know, it's okay. But we have long femurs. So, in order for our hips to get above the knees, we have to kind of raise the hips up a little bit first, and then once our hips are above the knees, then we can kind of straighten up a little bit. Okay, so there was actually a reason for us squatting that way.
It's just literally, it's just our mechanics. We cannot do it another way.
It's just our mechanics, right? You know, and so what he was saying, it's not a bad cue to say to look up. Like, that's not a bad cue, but there was a reason why, because he was like, that'll help you keep your chest more lifted or whatever. And I'm just like, and we were very nice, and we were just like, thank you. Mm-hmm. Like, smile on my face when I'm like, dude, no. Yeah. No.
Saren was more upset about that. I was just like, thank you for, you know, that's
whatever.
That was a good tip.
I think if it wasn't super set right next to somebody else, where after this other person gives us, anyways. So then I'm like, thank you. You know, it's not a bad cue, but it's actually not the reason why we're squatting that. Anyway, whatever. Okay. It was incorrect, is all I'm saying.
So mad.
I was really annoyed.
I was just sitting pretty. It was fine.
Whatever. So then we continue to do our weighted pull-ups.
No, but it was right after he walked away.
No, he did that. We did our weighted pull-ups next, and then
it was basically right after.
It was essentially the man that was right next to us and squatting right next to us watches the other man tell us some fitness advice, so he feels obligated also tell us some fitness advice, because we're doing weighted pull-ups, and I'm talking chin above the bar, full extension on the bottom. Again, I'm not trying to blow smoke up our butts. I'm just saying, not our first day in the gym.
And also, this guy, I'm so, so pumped he was there. It could have been his first day. That's like,
I just am saying.
And that's fine. Everyone has their first day. And we're not like trying to like, we're better than anybody.
We're not saying anything about it.
No. We didn't say anything to anybody.
Anyway, so then he's like, do your biceps ever bother? And we're like, no. And he was like, well, I'm just saying, like, maybe if you know, it would just help you get a wider range of motion. I'm like, I don't know what wider range of motion you were looking for, sir, because our chins are above the bar and we're fully extended at the bottom. I was so
it was like annoyed. Right, y'all. It was back to back.
And I literally look at Megan and I'm like, guess it's our first day in the gym.
Yeah, I was like, man, we're just newbies here, and I'm taking it like off the. Saren is mad about it. I'm annoyed.
And only because, not because I think the first guy didn't give a good cue. I'm not saying that. What's annoying to me is how many times that has happened to me. And it's never, let me tell you, it never is. Never a female. And it's never a man our age or close to our age. Never that guy. It's always the guy in his 50s, 60s, 70s that feels the need to say something about, comment on something that I or you or we are doing in the gym. That's
annoying
to me.
But like, okay, in all fairness, it's like, you know, I don't know. Like, I obviously, we've been doing this for a long time. You know, I've been training for almost 10 years and you've been training for a long time too. So, but I never go out of my way to like make a comment on somebody's form or anything. It's like, it's just not my business. It's not what I'm there for. And I don't want to make anyone feel uncomfortable or feel bad or whatever, you know. But, you know, they truly do feel like they're being helpful. I really do think they're not trying to like make us feel bad or whatever. I do think they're really trying to be helpful, but it's a little like,
but that's what, like, I'm saying. Me and you, the trainers, and I even asked Dustin, I was like, have you ever told him? He was like, no, I don't do that. As trainers who do this for a living, I would never go up to somebody, unless the only time I would ever do that is if I saw somebody on the brink of hurting themselves. Yeah. I would say like, hey, you know, you want me to spot you? Or like something like that. I would never, ever, ever go up to somebody and do that. And I don't know why. I think it's just because Dustin was like, well, that was a good cue. And I was like, yeah, because you haven't had this happen to you 50 times. Like, that's where it's annoying to me. Sir, yeah. It's clearly not our first day. And no offense, but I don't care about what you have to say. And, well, and if I said something to you, would you care?
No. You wouldn't. And you would keep going along and doing the exact same thing you're
doing.
That's what
I'm saying.
But you know what? Also, again, yeah, it wasn't a girl that said anything. So I just wonder, too, like, is it just these dudes that are just trying to come and talk to us?
And just think that because they're a guy and that they can give a female something.
Yeah, and also probably their way to just, like, talk, you know, just, like, say something to us. Like, oh, if I give them a fitness cue, like, that's my, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. That could be it.
I don't know. It was so annoying to me. I was so annoyed. And then also, what was the interaction that you had in the...
Oh, my gosh, dude. Like, I...
Why does this happen to us?
Why does this happen to us? So I went into the bathroom the last day, and Sarah Ann was not in the bathroom. And this girl was in there, and she was like, she came up to me, and she was like, hey, she's like, how old are you and your partner? And I was like,
I'm sorry, what?
I said, my twin sister? And she said, oh, she's your twin? And I was like, yeah, my identical twin sister.
Yeah.
And then she was very complimentary. She was just like, you guys are so strong. Like, she was very complimentary, but I was just like, did you think we were lesbians?
Well, more so, I'm just like, we weren't, like, hugging on each other. We weren't even, like, high-fiving. Like, we were just, like, lifting on the same barbell.
Like,
I don't really understand.
Why was that the first? Like, why didn't she just think we were friends lifting together?
Well, oh, yeah, are you and your friend? Like, and maybe she did not mean partner
maybe she
that
didn't
way.
Mean it that way. But also, have you ever referred to a friend as a partner? Ever?
Ever? Yeah, it was just weird because I'm I see other girls working out together. I don't feel like that's a weird thing to do.
Right? But man, we always make this joke about how we like seem like lesbian twins, and then it freaking was like confirmed. I was like, oh my gosh, Sarah Ann. Like, it wasn't like we were like, great rep. Like, anyways,
it was just weird.
But you know what else? That girl hit on me at the bar too. So maybe it was me.
Yeah, I guess it was you. It was me.
I'm the problem. It's me. So anyways, wanted to show you guys that funny, like, almost dying experience, and then also Sarah Ann being super annoyed.
Yeah, I was so annoyed. I'm still annoyed about it, actually. I can't even talk. I'm going to
you know
gym.
What? I just lean in. I'm like, yeah, it's my first day. Like, tell me about it. Like, what am I doing wrong?
No, I'm not. I'm like, sir, I don't care what you have to say.
All this to say, come up to me. I'll take it.
Yeah,
I'll take
don't,
it like
don't come
champ.
Up to me because I will make you fold up squat and then talk about lifting your freaking chin up. That's what I'll do.
Sarah,
oh,
man,
so
mad.
Anyways, so what we are actually going to talk about today, which is going to be really fun, is your serial killer traits, which I didn't realize that this is not a saying, I guess.
No,
I don't
know,
because
you know
what?
As I was talking to other people, like, more people knew of it than didn't know about. Well, about half and half, probably.
Yeah. Well, because I, like, I was, like, trying to Google some different serial killer traits, and then I, like, made a post, like, what's yours, or whatever, and I realized that some people felt like it was, okay, just to say what it is.
Yeah, when I was reading Reddit, I was like, no, people are, like,
thinking
serial
you're
killer,
actually gonna
like,
murder
when
somebody.
You're gonna murder somebody.
Yeah. So what it is, if you've never heard of it before, it's essentially like a weird thing about you, like a weird habit that you have that is, you think it's normal, but everybody else does not think it's normal. So people will be like, they'll see you do something and they're like, okay, that's your serial killer trait.
Or like, it's something that somebody does that if you ever saw them on like your Just Busted, you'd be like, yeah, I freaking knew it. That person did that really weird thing. Like, I knew they were a murderer. That kind of funny thing. Not like I hide dead bodies in the backyard. That's my,
like,
serial killer trait.
My
I'm
serial
like,
trait
no,
is like,
you're
have an obsession with knives. I'm like, no, that is just weird. Like,
no,
that's,
you're actually a murderer.
Yeah, that's not what we're talking about. So it's just like a weird,
like,
thing.
Quirky things, which actually I was going through Reddit. There were so many people that were like, actually, like, I kill people. And I was like, okay. But like, there were so many people that said things that were more towards, like, I'm a serial killer.
No,
so
yeah,
I
yeah.
did add some of those because some of them were funny. So I added some of those in mine that I, just so you know.
Well, I did not. But
okay.
So has anybody, before we talk about other people, like, has anybody told you ever that you have a serial killer trait?
I didn't get enough. Like, not specifically. Like, I'm sure if I, like, asked everybody I know, like, what's a weird thing about me? Somebody could have come up with something. But I came up with some, like, about myself that I felt like are them.
Okay.
Did you get told yours? Or did
yeah.
you
I've been told, like, some of mine.
No, because I don't think I'm around enough people. Honestly, I'm around a lot of older people. I feel, are you around younger people that
I mean,
know these, like,
really.
Trendy?
I mean, maybe some, but anyways. Well, people always tell me, or I've had a few different people tell me that mine is that I prefer lukewarm water. Like, I don't care. I don't care either,
yeah.
Well, it's like, to be honest, I would probably rather have lukewarm water versus, like, iced cold water. And people say that, like, that's really weird. And honestly, I don't even care about what the water source is.
Same.
A bathroom at Walmart? Sure.
Let's go for it.
Sure.
Also, you did actually care in Florida. You were like, where's all the ice? You were so mad about your lukewarm water.
No, only because I was so hot.
Sarah was like, does Florida not have ice?
I just was so stinking hot. I didn't want to drink it. I wanted to put it in my bra. Like, it was so freaking hot. But anyway, so people have told me that. And I've got a few that I didn't find, but I just...
Like, okay, is that the only one about you?
Well, Dustin thinks that. I don't think it's a serial killer trait. But every single night, I eat oatmeal before I go to bed. And it's the oatmeal. It's plain oatmeal. I mean, it has peanut butter powder in it.
Oh.
Yeah. But then I put it in the freezer for 45 minutes before I eat it. And he thinks that's my serial killer trait.
It is weird.
It is. It's odd.
It is weird.
It's
why?
Weird. I just like cold oatmeal. I like it cold. But then I like to, like... I don't really like when you, like, can stir it. Like, I like it to be borderline.
Like ice cream?
Like a casserole. Or just, like a bite. Not like it's, like, falling over. Anyways, it's weird. But I do, it's yeah, weird. 45 minutes. That's the perfect that's amount weird. Of time in the freezer. And then I eat it before bed. So, what about yours that you came up with by yourself?
Yeah, I was just thinking about weird things about me. Okay, so like one thing I thought is like kind of odd, which I'm sure a lot of people do this too, but like I have like 800 alarms on my phone, like preset alarms.
Oh, yeah, I don't think that's really weird though.
Okay, you don't? Do you have a lot?
No, I don't, but I know a lot of people do.
Okay, so anyways. Another thing is that if I get one of my hands wet, I have to get the other hand wet.
Yeah, that's kind of odd.
Is that weird?
Yeah, I think it's odd.
I feel so weird if I like, you know how like when one of your hand, like something gets wet and then you dry it off and then it's kind of that like cold feeling? If my other hand doesn't have that feeling, I feel really weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
Also, I'm just thinking about this right now. When I'm running with somebody, they always have to be on a certain side or I'll feel really weird. It's like I can't focus unless they're on one side. So I don't know if it's a side thing. Anyways, the other thing...
Could be ADHD.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. What? Said it could be ADHD, but I'm kidding.
But the other thing is that I, when I'm watching like a TV series that I like really, really am into, I will not watch the very last episode of like the very final season. I just won't watch it because I don't want it to be over. So I just refuse to watch the last episode. So there's a lot of things I'm like, I don't even know how it ends. But do you think that's weird?
I mean, I don't think that's like a serial killer trait necessarily. I think the hand one is a little bit different. Yeah, because it's not just like, anyways, I mean, I guess it just depends.
Like a quirky, it's a weird thing. Yeah, like a weird thing. Yeah, but who doesn't watch finales? Like, that's like the best. So, like, everyone wants to watch the finale.
Yeah.
You know? Okay, so I was asking some of my clients, because when we were talking about this, I was like, oh my gosh, like, like today, I was like, what's your serial killer trait? So I got a few. One of my clients, she said she has to sleep in a t-shirt that is backwards and inside out. She has to sleep like that.
Yeah,
she also sleeps with her like her thing over her head.
I sleep with that over my head.
You sleep with a thing over your
head? Yeah, and I have like a little like hole where I can breathe.
Yeah, I do.
Weird. Okay. Yeah, that's funny. That's a good one.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Everyone else was kind of like normal things, but like, or like odd, but like kind of.
Well, people say
things.
That if you sleep with your socks on, that's a serial killer.
Oh,
trait.
Aria. That was my thing for Aria because I had Arias. Yeah, Aria sleeps with socks on.
Yeah. I can never
do
that.
It's so weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
Ew.
Oh, another one people I thought about pants. That what? Has to do with socks. People, this is, you're a murderer. I'm convinced you're a murderer.
If you don't wear matching socks.
No. If you don't wear socks with your shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
That
is weird.
Jail. Straight to jail.
Yeah, straight to jail.
Straight to jail. I'm sorry. Burn your shoes. That is.
Also, are my feet the only one that sweat?
Oh, I'm like, your shoes probably...
They
like,
either smell disgusting or your feet don't sweat.
No, they need to be in a nuclear waste dump because there's no way they don't smell bad.
Maybe it's just our feet.
Then you're not working out much. Like, you're not grinding all life. You're not sweating.
Maybe, yeah, dude. Yeah. How can you not? And also your feet, like, rub. Like, I would get blisters.
Like, that's so gross to me.
It's really weird.
That is, you're a murderer.
Yeah,
you're
immediately murder.
For that, for sure. Okay. One of my clients is that way. Joshua Woods. He does not work out socks. And it's weird.
Murder. Straight to jail. Okay, so we're going to go back and forth between some that we found online. So, Sarah, these, the ones that are in, like, sections, you can read that.
Oh, yeah. I think you forgot that I'm blind. Can you, like, zoom in or something?
You really can't read that?
I mean, it's a little smaller. Okay, wait. Okay, there you
okay,
go.
There we go.
So, wait. Are those two connected? Or
no,
it,
this okay. one is one.
Okay. I'm really good at remembering people's things, like their cars, for example. Nah.
Keep going. No, it keeps going.
Sorry. I was like, okay. In college, I knew the car model, color, sticker, scratches of pretty much all of the teachers in the facility. With just one look at the parking lot, I could tell if a teacher was around or not. My friend said it was really convenient and creepy at the same time.
That's weird.
Yeah,
that's
kind of weird. But I do think that, like, I would know. Like, oh, my coworker's car.
No, okay, but knowing their license plate number.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
You know the make and model and license plate number of all of your friends?
No.
That's weird.
Yeah, that's odd.
That's weird. Also, this person needs to be on Amber Alerts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, maybe they're just really observant.
Get out there. You know, we need this person. Like, this is a very specific talent. Like, we need this person in our, yeah, some sort of, like, a cop, working for the FBI, CIA, whatever.
Yeah.
That's a very good talent to have.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're just good at remembering things. They're just odd things.
Okay, I'm going to go read yours now. Okay. Good at staring contest.
Oh, no, that wasn't it. Sorry, I just scrolled that one out. I was like, I don't think I put that one in there. Sorry, I'm
wait. So
out.
This one,
so it's
or,
that. Yeah,
okay,
yeah, it's that
I
one.
Enjoy orange juice right after brushing my teeth.
That is disgusting,
and it's giving you have cavities.
It's giving don't even brush your teeth.
It's literally, yeah. Honestly, though, okay. I kind of do this with Aria. No, not myself.
You know the taste, but I'm just saying, like,
yeah, the like minty taste, and then orange juice.
There's very
after
few
that.
Things that you can eat right after toothpaste. Brushing your teeth.
Yeah, that's,
and orange juice is not one
no,
of them.
No, it would. I guess they just like that taste.
Ugh.
The orange juice after peppermint. Yeah, but I had Aria. I would like brush her teeth, and then I would like let her drink milk before bed, and like
ew.
What do you mean? Don't even until you have a kid. Like, they like their sleep. They want to go to bed drinking milk because they're used to breastfeeding to sleep.
I still think it's disgusting.
I mean, whatever. So, anyways, I finally stopped that when my oral surgeon client was like, yeah, you know, like, that's sugary. And I was like, okay. So, anyways. Okay, orange juice right after. Okay, got it. This one right here.
At the top. Okay. Yeah. I genuinely adore the taste of blood.
Murder.
Call 911 immediately. Yeah. At the very least, my own blood. Like, I'm not even trying to be edgy or anything. I just genuinely, it's just genuinely an amazing taste. It's sort of metallic, pleasant to the tongue, perfect temperature and texture. Yeah.
This person's a vampire.
This person's a vampire. Yeah, you're a vampire, actually.
This is the thing, is actually, you just haven't, killed somebody else, like, you know what I'm saying? They haven't fully transitioned to vampire. That's the
yeah.
thing. Yeah, they're
or
still
maybe they are,
they're in the transition
because they state. Like the taste of blood.
No, but
yeah,
they drink.
But
their
also,
own.
Question for this person: how did you get to know that you like the taste of blood?
Well, dude, if you like scratch yourself and you kind of like, everyone knows what blood tastes like. It does. Certain if you like, okay, if you like rip your part of your thumb or something, you know, like a whatever.
Well, I'll be honest, I wouldn't do that. Like, I probably would just blot it. Like, I'm not like.
Oh, maybe I'm a vampire.
Yeah, maybe you're a vampire.
I wrote that in.
Gross.
Okay.
I'm sorry. So stupid.
These are the Reddit people. I don't know what to say. I drink warm milk. I mean, that is weird.
Okay, do an next one.
Okay.
Sorry.
I like that.
Okay,
the cat.
Skip that one too. Actually, it's about OJ. Okay, skip that one too.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
My gosh. I sniff every cup before I use it. Don't know why. There was a lot of sniffing ones that I saw.
Yeah. I think it's interesting. I do. You know, I always sniff bananas before I eat them.
You do.
Yeah.
Hey,
I don't know
you're
why.
Weird too,
I
then.
Do
wait,
that.
What does this person sniff? Every cup.
A cup.
You sniff your bananas because you want to know if it's good. Like, it's like the right ripeness.
Yeah.
For you.
I like a certain
that's
banana.
Why you do that.
But I will say, this is not that weird to me. I'm like, you could sniff a cup and be like, ooh. Like,
is it dirty? Like that?
Yeah, kind of. Or just like, I don't know, just like musty. Or you're just like,
yeah, but I mean, if it's in your cabinet because you cleaned it, shouldn't it be clean?
Or it just, I mean, I don't know.
I got a lot. Like, I saw,
I
there may be some on there that say, like, there was one that was like, I sniff every girl before I hug them or like, or while I'm hugging them and stuff like that. Like, that's a little weird.
Sir, that's called,
I don't know,
something different.
What?
Sniffing her pheromones or something.
Yeah, that's honestly. Okay, this one.
The one at the top.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, y'all. I'm kind of blind. Maybe someone can answer this. I pull the top of the muffin off of the stub and eat them separately. This was normal for me until a coworker pointed out that he'd never seen that done before. That's normal, right? I do that.
Ew.
Yeah. You like tear the top off and you eat the top first.
Okay. First of all, you eat the top last 100%. That's the best part of the muffin.
So then you do it too.
No, I don't do that, but I'm just saying if you're going to, that's
no,
the best part
I
of the
do
muffin.
That. Yeah, I do that.
So you eat the worst part of the muffin first?
Well, yeah, I guess.
Or last?
Yeah. Okay. I don't think that's that weird, but...
You're weird.
Man, I feel like I can relate to a lot of these.
And is actually just a murderer. Okay, is this one fine for me to read?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, one day I was taking a shower with my wife, and I discovered that she washes her underpants in the shower and uses the newly washed underpants as sponge to help to clean her body. I said, WTF, and she said that her mom taught her to do that. And just like that, I found that females on her family have this weird shower tradition.
That is weird.
Wait, so, okay. So she's like dirty underwear.
And like, I guess maybe clean them. I'm going to say that
and then cleans her body. Cleans her body
with the underwear.
That sounds like, I hate to say this, it sounds like depression. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're being really resourceful.
Maybe that's like,
that sounds like somebody that like.
Not depression, just resourceful.
No, just somebody that like was like really coming from maybe poverty. And then like, that was just like a thing that their family did for generations is what it sounds like.
Yeah. So it's really sad.
So this is actually sad.
This is a sad story. They're not a murderer though. They're just poor.
It is weird though, dude. That is really weird. Ew, like your old like period panties. I know, panties,
that like grosses me out.
So and you're just like washing yourself with your period panties?
Ew, don't say that. That's disgusting.
Also, I love saying the word panties because it makes a lot of people uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Panties. Me. Panties. Anyways. Okay. Okay. That one's really weird. Hold on. Yes, right here. This one is... Okay. This is the whole thing that's connected. This one is weird because this is, like, actually a serial killer. It's, like, a weird trait, but, like, this one leads to you're going to murder somebody one day. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I set small dead animals in the backyard covered by... a perforated box, and then later dig up the bones to clean and display in my cabinet
of curiosities.
The process is a bit more involved than that, but that's the gist of it. I can't see behind your mic. Often I'll stop to look at roadkill to see if there's enough left there for me to scrape up with. I cannot even finish this.
The
disgusting
kit I keep in the truck for such purposes. This person's going to murder somebody one day.
No, that's not a serial killer trait. That's just, like, that's just, like, that's, it's not, it's, like, a funny, it's, like, that is, like, scary.
That's what I'm saying. This person is actually going to murder somebody one day. So, Reddit name, I'm just kidding. I didn't put that, isn't that weird?
Or maybe.
Why would you ever post that on
the
something?
Person who, what's the one, the people that do, like, the animal thing?
Oh, the, like, what is that called? The line.
Yeah, I don't, you know what I mean? Maybe they're just like,
what is that called?
Interested in dead animals, which that is a
that's
job.
A thing.
What is that called? I can't remember.
Anyways, yeah. I'm like, no, yeah, dude, there's a career for this.
Yeah, you have a career for that. And
this really weird thing about you, there is a career for this.
And hopefully it's not murder, because that is scary.
Yeah, you're going to go straight to murder.
See, mine are funnier than yours. Yours are serious.
Dude, I don't know what thread you went on, but that was the thread I went on. Okay, is this one fine? I talk to every animal I meet. See in French.
Meet/see in French.
Oh, meet/see in French. My first language. I don't know why I do this, but someone pointed it out when I met their new dog for the
That's
first time.
That's not funny. Talk to animals in French. It's not funny.
Sarah just thinks it's cute because everything she dog related is like, which I love dogs too, but.
It's just funny to me. It's hard to find, like, true serial killer traits because people were very confused on Reddit about what it was.
Yeah, well, and to be fair, we're both confused, too. So it's fine.
I'm not confused. I feel like I know.
We should have just done serial killer. Like, you're a serial killer. This is weird traits. Like that person that I said.
Yeah, but that is just a scary episode. I'm not trying to do that.
That's true. No, but just, like, we knew that person was going to murder somebody, and they did. You know what I'm saying?
So, like, actual, we get stories from actual...
That'd be an interesting
episode. I think
it'd
be hard to find on Reddit, to be honest.
Well, there's a ton of people that are like, I kill people. And I was like, some of these are jokes, but probably some of them are real. Yeah. So anyways, yeah. Oh, this one's funny.
Okay. Can you just like angle it towards me? I'm like having a hard time seeing it behind your mic. Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to make it bigger, but.
I make notes of the tendencies for all the people in my neighborhood, especially with regards to their daily travel patterns. I don't know why, but I always note who leaves when, and it throws me off when people deviate. This is the movie.
This is.
Disturbia.
Yeah. Which was also the original movie was Rear Window.
Yeah.
That was a Rear Window.
Very good.
Such a good movie also, but yeah.
After watching that movie, I was like. I'm going to watch all of my neighbors and learn their routines.
Which, I guess, like, we all probably do know the routines of our neighbors. Yeah. But she, like, has, like, notes written.
Yeah.
That's a little interesting.
Yeah, it's a little much. It's a little much.
It's
just,
it's definitely giving
Karen as a next door neighbor.
It actually is. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
She's a Karen.
She's a Karen. That's just like, oh gosh.
Freaking, that are you kidding me? It's 4:02. You're 2 minutes late.
I know you're getting, you're late to work. You're leaving late to your, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways.
That's funny.
I thought that was funny. Oh, back to yours. Okay, back to your freaking OJ one. Okay. When I was a kid, I learned that if you say the ABCs while you hold your Oreo in milk, it's the perfect softness, crispiness, and doesn't completely fall apart in the milk. To this day, I will whisper the ABCs under my breath. I did this once in front of my ex, and he stopped. He stared at me horrified and asked me why I was chanting at my Oreos. I guess he couldn't quite hear what I was whispering to my Oreos and was freaked out. That I had some evil Oreo ritual or something.
Also, girly, how many Oreos you be eating in your lifetime?
Yeah, also, you're an adult. Are you still eating
Oreos
in Oreos with milk?
Oreos and milk?
Which also, that is very good. So funny.
Isn't that funny?
You're just like,
oh my gosh, that's
that
funny.
That one is really funny. Okay. This one.
The top?
Yeah.
Socially awkward, unconventionally handsome, a slay.
That is like, but also it is, that's really hard. Could you imagine just being really good looking?
Yeah, remember growing up, our neighbors across the street, there's four boys, and they were all extremely attractive and the most socially awkward human beings.
They also were in a cult, and he told us the story not very long ago. So yeah, they were in a cult with their family. And then they moved here, and they were out of the cult. But
they were
still
awkward. They were so weird.
Yeah, dude, they were in a cult.
But they were so good looking.
Yeah, it was this like,
it was such a travesty.
It really was. Like, it was like, man, I'm really attracted to you, but you're also so weird.
So freaking weird.
But we were like friends. Well, actually, we were frenemies with them.
Yeah, we were frenemies.
We're friends now, which is great. But
they're not socially weird now, but they were.
Yeah, they've
up.
Really come a long way.
Yeah,
a really long way.
But they were 1,000,000% socially awkward and unconventionally handsome.
Could you imagine, though? Which would you rather be? Socially awkward and unconventionally handsome, or socially great and probably this one?
Probably that one.
Probably socially awkward and...
I am shallow, and I would like to be attractive.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I don't know if it makes you a serial killer, but it is just unfortunate.
Yeah, true.
Okay. I cool down my toast in the freezer before adding butter because I don't want it to melt. Many have been appalled when they learn about that about me.
I feel like it's like my oatmeal thing.
It is like your
oatmeal. Some people just have like weird things that
like weird food
yeah.
things.
And I can relate to that.
I'm trying to think if I have any weird food things. I don't think so. Just you and this dude. And oh, his name was deleted.
The next one is a weird food thing. Why don't you just go ahead and say
okay,
it?
Okay, this is weird. I eat the skin off my McNuggets before eating the meat.
That
also
is weird.
Because you're not eating the meat. You're eating like yoga mat, tire combination. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not actually meat in McDonald's. Like, it's proven that's not meat. Actually, I was listening to a radio station one time, and I've always thought about this. They were doing like, what is a McNugget actually made out of? And there was yoga mat. Actually, they found
Stop,
yoga
I did
mat.
I don't believe that. That's
Saren,
disgusting.
They found particles of a yoga mat. In
Whoa.
A McNugget.
Oh my god!
And that is your death meal. Not McNuggets,
no,
but McDonald's.
It's not McNuggets.
McNuggets are from McDonald's.
Dude, I'm dying anyways.
They're all getting their meat
Pump
from...
Pump me up with some yoga mats. I don't even
Gross.
Care at that point. That is
Honestly,
disgusting.
The outside of it is probably the best part. The crispy part.
Yeah, but it's just weird.
Ew,
that's a weird thing.
Do you
thing.
Remember the weird texture of those like nuggets? It's like a weird like maybe you're going to hit something hard in there. Do you remember?
No, honestly, I've not eaten a McNugget.
Well, you always did the sandwich or the burgers. I always did the weird chicken nuggets. Okay. Okay, this one's not like, I mean, it's kind of weird.
I don't listen to music at the gym unless it's playing on the gym's own speakers. No headphones for me either or ever. I think this is weird, but I read when I don't know if I have it in there. You might, so I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Mm-hmm. But when people don't listen to anything in the car...
Okay, I will say, though.
That is a serial killer trait to
okay.
me.
Okay, fair. But when I was pregnant, I couldn't listen to anything. I couldn't have headphones in.
Okay,
I couldn't listen
to
anything.
Okay, well, this is not a pregnancy thing. I'm
just saying
in
that sometimes, you know, because it was, like, too much stimulation. I couldn't handle
my senses at that point. And so I did. It was like for 9 months, nothing. If I could handle any noise, I wanted it off.
Okay. Well, so. I'm saying not when you're pregnant.
Yeah, it's weird.
Normally, that's a weird thing.
That's weird.
I will say, and maybe this isn't like what they do all the time, but my in-laws, well, like my sister-in-law and my mother-in-law, when we were driving down to the beach, nothing. Nothing.
That was, do you remember
when we music, went to the beach? No music, no podcast, no nothing. And I, at one point, I literally was like, which we were talking and stuff, so it wasn't like the whole time's like dead silent, but some of it is. And I think maybe I just don't like silence. Like, I really don't. I like to have some sort of background, something. But I was like, if I'm driving, y'all, I'm sorry. I got to put some music on or something. Like, I can't do it.
Okay. Also, serial killer trait, not, like, literally being dead silent when you go to sleep.
Yeah.
Dead silent in the room. I would never sleep.
I can't handle it. I can't handle it. I
never sleep.
Yeah. So bad. I have a fan app on my phone because
I know. I would never sleep. I
can't do it.
Which, you know what's funny? I sleep with earplugs in, but there's still a muffled sound in the background. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, what? Anyways, okay. Sometimes I set alarms for the middle of the night, so I get joy from seeing I have more time to sleep.
This is relatable.
Like, it is last relatable. Night, I looked at my phone, and I was like, oh, sweet. I have 4 more hours to sleep.
But I don't, like, I've done that before, too. Yeah, but I would never interrupt my sleep. To wake myself up to be like, sweet, 2 more hours.
That
like,
is funny, actually.
That's coming from somebody who falls asleep easily. If you don't fall asleep easily, you're not doing
that. Yeah, honestly, this person, 100%.
Actually, another serial killer trait, maybe, but that Dustin does. Maybe it's not one. But, like, and I, it's actually a joke at this point, because we'll, like, cuddle up right before we go to bed, you know, and he will fall asleep before me, and then I'll move over. But we will be in a full-blown conversation, and then immediately after we stop talking, I'll start counting. Counting. One time I got to 14. He was asleep in 14 seconds. 14.
Could you
imagine? Full-blown conversation. We are literally conversing, and I immediately start counting after 14 seconds. Snoring in my ear. Yeah.
Honestly, that is a superpower.
That is a literal superpower.
Is super superpower traits.
Yeah.
That.
Oh, it's a superpower.
Is a superpower. Yeah.
It's so annoying to me. And I'm just like this. I'm so annoyed.
I'm telling you.
Because I'll be awake for another 45 minutes.
Another thing is once you, not to freak you out, once you have a kid.
Don't even say it. Everything you say about having a child, can we just move on? You literally have nothing positive to say ever.
No, I do. I say how amazing it is all the time. But yeah, I'm sorry. You say a lot. But you know what? A lot of people are like, no one warned me.
Trust me, I've been warned by you. Trust me.
No, I just think you're
very warned.
One day, it's fine.
Okay, so anyways, that's you. I'm ready for you. From a very young age, growing up in a household of strong and independent women, the phenomenon of urine drips in and around a toilet has turned into a life of obsessively wiping up toilets. Whether it's at my house or public restroom, I just have to leave no trace and clean every drip. Sorry, it's so hard for me to read that.
First of all, that's really sad if that's really hard for you to read. But anyways.
Well, I'm saying your thing is in the way. So I'm having to do this. Anyways, that's... Ew. Is she, like, cleaning up other people's urine?
I think it's her urine. She doesn't want
to
leave her
good
own urine.
Grief, or whoever. Girl. Maybe you need to get a handle on your freaking drips. Sheesh.
Yeah, how much you drip in? Maybe this is a dude. If it's a dude, I appreciate it. Because Josh be freaking dripping all over our toilet seat.
Well, good grief. Get it together. You guys... He's freaking almost 30 years old. Thank Figure
you.
It out.
Thank you. I know.
Yeah, I think that that's more of a personal issue. If you're really
this
that
maybe
drippy.
Like an OCD thing. I can see Taylor. Yeah. I love my best friend Taylor. I can see her cleaning every drip of toilet of pee off of... Yeah.
Maybe it's like a clean thing.
Yeah,
that's OCD for sure.
Okay.
I don't know if I have a whole lot more.
That's okay. My husband and I switch sides of the bed whenever we feel like it. Usually happens every month or so. Yeah, straight to jail.
Yeah, drill.
Jail.
That is, yeah.
Yeah, you've killed 18 people.
Yeah, for sure. We don't both
even,
have.
You honestly,
both
we don't even have to say anything
have
else. You have murdered people.
Yeah.
100%. Okay.
I have a friend who compulsively reads the pilot of every movie.
The plot.
See, I can't read. Maybe you just read it, because I literally cannot read. I'm so sorry. You go ahead.
I have a friend who compulsively reads the plot of every movie or TV episode on Wikipedia before watching it. It's not maybe serial killer, but that's a little, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm just like, maybe just don't watch
just don't
the movie.
Watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like don't, why are we even wasting our time?
Yeah.
Okay. Which I don't know if I need to go back and forth anymore. No, you have more.
Oh, okay.
I enjoy room temperature flat soda.
Yeah, that's just gross. I mean, that's gross. That does say a lot about you.
This episode just got turned into just weird things people do.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's weird. I enjoy room temperature
that's
flat
disgusting.
Soda.
Yeah, that's bad.
Ew.
That's bad.
It's not even, it's not worth the calories.
No.
Okay. I pick random people who start threads on band forums and follow them to meetups.
I'm getting an explanation. What?
Like, I guess, like, people that, like, follow bands and they have forums or whatever, and they're like, oh, I'm going to go to this band. I'm going to go watch this band or whatever, and they'll, like, go and find them at the meetups. Or, like, at the concerts, I guess, or whatever meetups.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's weird.
That's, like, getting stalker vibes.
That's what, yeah. That's
yeah,
what
you're
some
a stalker.
Of these, some of these are, sir, like, stalker, or I'm going to
I'm just
going
to tell you right now. You're
you
stalker.
You are a stalker. You have stalked somebody in your life.
Yeah, he has people. Bandmates.
Multiple people. Okay, my, or no, this is okay. My husband says I have a few, but my number one is my sock slips down to the middle of my arch in my shoe, and I just leave it until the end of the day.
Murder.
Murder.
Jail.
Straight, straight
jail.
To jail.
Jail.
Straight to jail.
Jail.
Murder.
Jail. That is so bad.
You
yeah, you have slit
so many
somebody's throat
dead
in
bodies
life.
In your freezer.
Yeah, you're, yes. Yep.
Yep.
Bad.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's all we need to say is yep. Yep. We're all, I think we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
Every human in existence. Okay. Ew, yeah, this is weird. I skip the brewing process and just drink the grounds out of my mug. This actually, when I was doing this, this turned into a My Strange Addiction thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That
just like
bizarre.
Eating coffee grounds?
Ew, I can't. Can we actually move on? It's like making
yeah,
sick.
I know.
That's
okay.
Disgusting.
I'm just going to go straight down line and then finish okay. All of yours. Okay. I can think of two people where, after observing them, I thought, somebody needs to follow this guy home and check this basement. This one guy that would come in to this pizza place where I used to work, dude kind of looked and acted like Milton from The Office Space, or from Office Space, which I don't know what that is. He'd come in when we were slow, never ordered anything, just wanted to pay counter girls $20 to do the blowfish face, where or which was just to look or to keep your mouth shut while puffing out your cheeks. Okay, some do it, others told him to screw off. He didn't take pictures, wasn't aggressive about it or anything, just wanted to see the blowfish face for a sec. So weird and creepy. The other guy is a guy I used to work with in a parks department. Dude would just bite right into string cheese like a candy bar. Honestly, little more suspicious of the guy than the blowfish face.
Let me tell you one thing. I'm making that blowfish face every day. I'm making a quick 20
Dude,
bucks.
Are you kidding me?
I'm making the fast 20 bucks. Every day he comes in. I'm like, how many times do you want it?
Right when I see him out the door.
I'm immediately blowfishing it. But that is really
You want me
weird.
To face my, paint my face up like a blowfish?
You can take a picture, to be honest.
We'll do it.
I don't care.
Take a pic. Set as your profile pic.
I am doing it.
But weird.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, that's really weird.
Also, the string cheese thing is a little weird, too.
I read that one a few times,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, I read that a few times. Yeah. People just
I think maybe if I ate string cheese, it would be weirder, but I just don't really eat that.
Actually, thinking about it, I would just eat it.
Yeah, I feel like I probably would, too.
Yeah.
So that's not that weird.
I think the blowfish guy is definitely weird.
Yeah, the blowfish guy is...
That's weird.
That's weird.
That's weird.
But I'm freaking making that money.
You better believe it. Also, you know he's going home and... He's thinking about it later. I'm sorry. I'm just saying. That's the truth. I'm just saying. Okay.
Anyways.
My husband says that he...
Wait, no, this isn't... the next one.
Okay. I take baths in my bathing suit.
That's kind of funny.
That's funny.
That's funny.
That's funny. That's okay. Funny. That's like what you and your friends did, like in middle school. Like you like got on bathing suits and would take baths with your friends. Yeah. That's funny. In high school, you just start doing it naked with them.
Yeah, for real.
I dip my Oreos in water.
Weird.
Weird.
Gross. I mean, that's kind of gross.
Yeah, this just turned into like a weird food.
Yeah, thing. I'm so sorry, guys.
Yeah, Sarian just
we
like
sure.
Really.
This, I know it was a lot of food
Reddit.
Things. I got a lot of food things.
I don't wash thrift store clothes before wearing.
Jail.
Jail.
Jail. Jail.
Ew, they have that stench. Like when you walk
jail.
Into a Goodwill.
Yeah, I can't.
It's like every Goodwill smells the same. Like, how is it that like the mixture of everyone's weird clothes.
Well, it's
all
probably like
the
it's
same.
Probably like when you mix every color together, it just makes black. It's like every
yeah,
smell
every
together
smell
just smells
from
this
different
way.
People. It smells like Goodwill.
Yeah,
you could bottle that up, and everyone would be like, "Spray, that's Goodwill."
Yeah.
Ew.
Ew. Imagine
and then you're just wearing that.
It grosses me out so bad.
You know, it's even grosser thinking about that. I think about people that don't wash them and then also don't wear panties. Like they go commando
well,
in their
they
thrift
do.
Store panties or in their thrift store clothes. Gross.
I won't even touch. I will like be like this and I'll like put them in the bag and I'll like almost like it's like poisonous and I'm like, and then I like burn my hands. You know, I
don't even shop at Goodwill.
I used to do. I used to shop at Goodwill a lot.
Yeah, it just grosses me out.
Yeah, it is so gross. Okay. My sister likes to get in her hot car, check her phone, redo lips, etc., without turning on AC. You know what? This is mom. This kind of instilled this in us. My mom was like always trying to save a buck, and she like refused. Like we were sitting in the parking lot waiting for something. You better believe that car was
hours
off.
For all, off.
Windows down. Off. That AC is off.
You're sweating. Don't matter.
You just suck it up, Buttercup.
Don't matter.
Yeah, I hope you wore black because you are gonna sweat your baby off. Okay, is this that middle one?
Yeah, but I think we already talked about how they would just drive to.
Oh, in silence.
Yeah, in silence. Yeah, yeah. So that's okay. What we had. And I think the message was a little confusing because these ended up being kind of weird. But it is weird traits.
It's just like weird traits. Weird traits. That's what it is. Weird traits. Yeah. What was the weirdest out of all of them, you think? I'm going to go with blowfish.
Yeah, the blowfish was the weirdest. But I think, like, letting your socks go down to your arches is bad. That's bad.
That one's really bad.
That's bad. That just says a lot of things to me about you.
It says you can handle a lot of adversity,
comfortability,
yeah, just like that you are just going along your day with a bump in your foot and nothing's phasing you. What about it?
Maybe it should be something we aspire to be.
Maybe.
Anyways, what's your serial killer trait?
We want to know. Also, we will also accept just My Strange Addiction, like weird, you know, y'all.
Weird just things. Weird.
We want to know.
We want to know all of your weird things.
Because we're weird too. You know, I had to get my left and right hand wet.
These were actually all of our weird traits about ourselves.
Every single one of them.
Every one of them. Even the dead dog thing or the dead animal thing. That was weird.
That was weird.
We're calling the cops after this.
Actually, we are sending the cops to this Reddit thread. So freaking weird.
Yeah, actually, because so many of them were like, I collect knives. I'm like, you're a literal murderer.
I was like, you guys did not get the assignment.
You don't understand.
Right. This is not the assignment. We're not asking if you actually murdered somebody.
Yeah, but also, open your organs. The cops are there.
It was alarming.
How many people were like, I kill people.
I was like,
okay.
Should we investigate a little bit further here?
Yeah.
Okay. So, anyways, we are really also open to just like interesting topics like that. So, if you guys like are like, oh my gosh, this would be really funny, like funny prom stories or something like that, we definitely want to be talking about. I mean, we just like talking about entertaining
all the fun things about people. Funny, fun things about other people besides just ourselves.
Yeah, we've got a lot. But anyways, thank you guys so much for joining us for this episode of Serial Killer Traits on Double the T Podcast.
Yes.
Where we spilled
all the Reddit tea.
Hope to see you guys next week. Thanks, guys.
See you guys.
Bye.
Bye.